Woman signed with the bride there. Bridemaid, I imagine. I don't know. It's been 40-something years since I married. And don't go to them too regular.
Do you remember hearing about a long time ago, if people would get married, other people would maybe go by their house and make a lot of noise? And
no, I don't remember that. I ain't heard that anymore. Go by the new couple house and make a lot of noise.
You know,
when they're going to marry now, they mostly blow horns all up and down, little car horns that continue sound horns, but they be going to the preacher's house. They don't just be going by there for disturbance. They be going when they get married.
Well, did you ever hear about chivalry or serenade or?
Yeah, chivalry is what they throw rice on. So people throw rice on you and say, I'll make you stay together.
Uh-huh.
That's when you're having the infare after the wedding. They go to the girl's house or to the church or to the boy's house and call it chivalry and have drinking and sociable party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not anything real loud or noisy, is it?
Well, they have music sometimes.
Uh-huh.
They have music. Just what type of music they have there, old record players. Used to have way back there. If they did do it, they had something called a graphophone, something you wind up and play a record, but it's a graphophone.
Say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them, they arrested the...
They arrested the whole group. Arrested everybody there. They arrested the manager. He's the one.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
Dancing. Young folks be dancing by the music.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what different kinds of dances people used to have?
I remember my daddy talking about some kind of square dance and some kind of shoe round dance.
Mm-hmm.
People catch their hands, say shoe round and skip around.
Mm-hmm.
Square dance. I heard of that, but I never did. The father didn't know they'd see it.
Mm-hmm. Say if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school does what?
Well, now at 4 o'clock school makes them late coming in. But they go later in the morning. They don't go till 8 in the morning, get out at 4. They used to go at 7 and get out at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, way back, y'all say when they get out late like that, 4 o'clock, late school, 4 o'clock school kept them from doing, getting in early enough to do the wait.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't have nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now it's at 4 o'clock school.
Well, it's more daylight for them. The only thing I can see is more daylight for them. And they claim it's safer, but it's safer in the evening, but it's not safer in the morning by a long shot, because it still gets out in that fog and dark in the morning for a day or more.
Mm-hmm. Did you say at 4 o'clock school gets out or turns out?
Turns out at 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And after vacation, children might ask, when does school?
Starts back.
Uh-huh. Say if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he...
What did he call that, Wilmot? Played hooker.
Mm-hmm.
Played hooker today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to, after high school, you go on to...
College.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
Into our intermediate school, intermediate.
Uh-huh. Which